Honey, do not make plans Saturday, January 24th, okay?
Why? What's happening?
The Walmart wellness event. Flu shots, health screenings, free samples from those brands you like.
All that at Walmart.
We can just walk right in. No appointment needed. Who knew we could cover our health and wellness needs at Walmart?
Check the calendar, Saturday, January 24th.
Walmart wellness event. You knew.
I knew.
Check in on your health at the same place you already shop. Visit Walmart Saturday, January 24th for our semi-annual wellness event. Flu shots subject to availability and applicable state law. Age restrictions apply. Free samples while supplies last.
Looking for a Valentine's gift she'll truly love? 1-800-Flowers.com knows what she wants. For 50 years, 1-800-Flowers has helped guys like you get it right, delivering millions of fresh Valentine's roses nationwide. 1-800-Flowers offers premium fresh-cut flowers backed by their 7-day freshness guarantee, plus same-day delivery when you need them on time. Valentine's is coming up and bouquets are selling fast, so don't wait on this. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/SXM. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/SXM.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler. It is great to be with you as we may or may not reach midnight live here on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream with a couple of noteworthy items to discuss. Packers are talking to people to be their defensive coordinator, and Rich Bisaccia still is employed somehow, so that is great. The Bucks are going to lose tonight to the Thunder. I mean, I don't know what to say about this team that we haven't already said. It is not good with the Milwaukee Bucks, and we can touch on that. And this is what the show was going to be, was another one of those rehash, why do the Bucks suck so much? I have some things to say. I'd like to see Pete Nance more, you know? Cole Anthony, there was at one point he had the worst pass in the history of the world. Then there was one point where he like skipped while he dribbled, and I don't know how it wasn't a travel. And then he knocked down a three because I was going to be like, ah, oh, Cole Anthony's the worst player I've ever seen. And then he knocks down a three, and they're like, oh, he's got 10 points. He leads all scorers with the Bucks. What? It's just an absolute disaster. And now Kevin Porter Jr. is out for God knows how long. So I don't know what they're going to do. The trade deadline is coming up. You know, Giannis could be a part of that. I have no idea what to think. And that topic, trades, is where we will probably spend the majority of our time here tonight, with Freddie Peralta and Tobias Myers being traded to the New York Mets as David Stearns continues to collect a few former Brewers. Devin Williams also there during this offseason. So the Brewers in return are going to get Jet Williams, another short king. I think he's 5'7", second base, short, outfield, that kind of guy that we love. And then Brandon Sprout, a righty who could throw pretty hard. Those are the two guys that are going to be coming over. These are guys, both of these guys are in the top 90, I believe it's of the MLB prospects, and they're getting some good players. They're getting some good players, as you would think that they should when you're trading your ace in Freddie Peralta, a move that is very similar to what they did a few years ago where they traded Corbin Burns to the Baltimore Orioles for a collection of guys, and they're doing it again. First comment in here from Charles. Brewers went straight fire sale after getting the best record in baseball. LOL. And we will discuss that here on today's episode of Into the Winklerverse, which again, you can stream on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream on our YouTube channel, youtube.com. It's /@BartWinklerShow. You just type in my name. These also stream on Facebook and Twitter, and we're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Remember, the promo code is BART, 25% off every order at happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART. Did not dip into the seltzers tonight. Probably tomorrow. Kids don't have school now, we're finding out on Friday. So maybe I'll wait until Friday night. Cause as I told you, I'm a 220 guy, 220. I have a 20 milligram drift, and then I have another one. And that's what I do. Or I could go 2010, My vision's 2010, as you can see by these beautiful baby blues. But either way, they got the gummy seltzers, tinctures, and more at happyplacehemp.com. Again, promo code is BART. All right, so let's go over the specifics. We'll bring you the news, and then we'll bring you the analysis. How about that? So a couple of young guys coming over. Jet Williams, he recently turned 22. He was a first-round pick in the 2022 draft. Third best prospect in the Mets organization, according to Pipeline. Recently listed as the 30th best prospect in baseball. Baseball America, similar numbers. 71st best prospect, so a little lower for them. And fourth best in the Mets. He's a quick guy on the bases, good infield arm. He jumped between Triple A and Double A last year. So he went back and forth. Can hit, steals bases. I mean, he's exactly the kind of guy, I think, when people were identifying if Freddie Peralta could and would be traded, this guy jumped off the page, if it was going to be to the Mets, as, oh, that's a future Brewer. He can hit a little bit. There's some power. You know, we're not talking 40 home run guy, but there's some power, and he's going to steal some bases. And he's, again, I don't know how many times we'll say it, our word of the day, short king. That's number two on the day. All right, so you get Jet Williams, so you get another guy. They're collecting these guys. Brandon Sproat, a righty. He could throw pretty hard. He's 25 years old. Second round pick in the 2023 draft, fifth best prospect by both Pipeline and Baseball America. So again, we got two guys. It's two for two, but we got some good guys. We, the Brewers, got some good guys. Sproat went 8-6 with a 4.24 ERA at AAA. And then they brought him up to the big leagues. He was 0-2, 4.79 ERA and four starts with the Mets. But again, he can throw hard. I'm not going to say like Miz type hard, but he can throw pretty well. So Byron says, we traded for an even shorter Caleb Durbin, friend of show, and a right-handed DL Hall. Texas Badger chiming in, hate this trade. The Brewers traded away Tobias Myers. He's been with us a little bit. I don't have an emotional attachment to Tobias Myers. And then Freddie Peralta. And I see a lot of people sad that Freddie Peralta's gone. I see a lot of people upset that Freddie Peralta's gone. I like Freddie Peralta, and I think he's a good pitcher. I don't see, he is our ace. And I guess he'll be the Mets ace. But I don't know that Freddie Peralta is an ace. So I'm not going to react like we traded away an ace. I mean, I know what he finished. Top five in Cy Young. I mean, he's good. But when you think of Freddie Peralta, do you think of like 13 strikeouts in a game? Or do you think of, oh, it's the first inning, it's 40 pitches. Eventually he'll get through it. But interesting juxtaposition between what some people are thinking. Mark says you could just pay him, though. Mark A doesn't pay for proven players. I saw one Mets fan go, what are we going to give him, 5 for $160? We're not giving Freddie $33 million a year. He's 30 years old. I don't think he should get that anyway, but we'll see what Cohen wants to spend over there. Joining us to talk about this, good buddy, Andrew Wagner.
My man.
Wagsy.
The two dudes designated for assignment.
With no independent leagues even interested in hiring us.
We're going to have to go to Japan or Korea and like do a show there. Who's the guy the Brewers signed? He turned out to be a bust. Was it Josh Lindblom? Was that it? I think that was the guy.
Yeah, but I think Okay, I think you have that right, because I thought there was another guy. But yeah, you go over to Korea, you throw 287 ERA, you come back here and get your shit rocked. Yeah.
I think Colin Ray did that too.
Possible. What are your initial thoughts on this trade? Someone who has been in that locker
room. Listen, you know, I've said this to you, and I said this in the past. Like, Freddie's a great guy. I hate happiness and happy people and joy and pleasantry and people who are perpetually in a good mood and smiling. I think there's something chemically wrong with them. But Freddie was that guy. Like, he made I found it tolerable with him. Like, he was a great dude, great guy in the clubhouse, appreciated being there. Great. But like you said, people are saying that the Brewers trading away their ace. Never mind the whole economics thing. When I think of an ace, I think of the guy of you've lost three straight or two straight. He's going out there and he's going to bust the slump, or he's going to extend the winning streak. But the other thing that I think of, and this is where Freddie falls short, is your ace is the guy that when he takes the mound, the guys in the bullpen know they're getting a much needed day off. And that's never the case. I mean, how many times have you been sitting and watching a game and they cut over to the bullpen in the third inning and dudes are scurrying to get loose? You know, you said it, 40 pitch first innings. There's always the Freddie inning. And me and Stern and Hogue would like pinpoint before every Freddie start, which one do you think it's going to be? And listen, he's a good pitcher. But until he learns efficiency, he's not going to be a great pitcher. So I think they got a great deal for him. And what's lost in all this is the same thing with Devin Williams. Like, don't look at it as a cost-cutting move. The Brewers are so lousy with starting pitching talent, which I know has been decimated each of the last 2 years when they're in the same position. But they've got so much of it that they didn't trade Freddie because they had to. They traded Freddie because they could. And they got a really good return on it. Like, I think it was a smart thing to do.
I don't know how we should have this conversation from a Brewers standpoint, because I don't know how you can have this conversation without talking about the financial constraints of baseball. Like, obviously, we've seen the Brewers do this before. Can you turn your TV off?
Is it on?
I don't know. I hear something.
Oh, I had it. I thought it was on mute. I'm watching the Bucks post game.
Oh, is it mercifully over, though?
It's mercifully over.
122 to 102. All right. Those are our thoughts on that. Yeah, because obviously we've seen the Brewers do this. So we know that there's some level of, like, they need to do this. From a different standpoint, though, Freddie is 30. I don't want to give him that contract.
I wouldn't.
I don't even know. So what is the rotation now? Woodruff when he's back, Miz, Patrick.
Priester. Who else? You got Logan Henderson who's going to be in the mix.
It's not terrible. You could do worse than that.
No, they might go back and give Ashby one more chance at starting. Like,
Jordan Montgomery, talent. Are we going to prove a deal with him?
I hope they do. I think they'd be the smart. Why wouldn't you? You get a guy with that pedigree cheap, dirt cheap, and have him working out with that. Listen, anytime the Brewers pick up a pitcher, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. And that's not toeing the company line, but you look at what this organization has done, and you, like me, have been around for 8,000 years. You were there during like the 15 years of just absolute bust pitchers that led to Milwaukee going out and having to sign Jeff Suppan and Matt Garza and Kyle Loesch and all those guys. And now, I say all the time, they take you and I with us for a month and probably get us to a point where we could get at least one strike on a major league bat.
The Freddie stuff, too, there's one conversation and there's another conversation, but they are mixed together in the same conversation. I don't know that if the Brewers were in a salary cap environment, if we had that, I still don't think that they would keep him from the fact that you're going to have to sign him to a long-term deal. He is 30. There are, I mean, he had probably his best year. It felt like just, you know, anecdotally in the last few. I don't think he can ever pitch at Wrigley again, honestly.
No,
so
I'm right
Freddie.
I had forgotten about that until you texted it to me.
Yeah.
Of course, I was watching that game on TV. So,
you know, when I was talking to Caleb Durbin last night at an event,
saw that you're taller than him.
I am. I'm taller than this new guy too by like 4 inches. But he was like, God, that sucked. That sucked. And now even when Cubs fans come here, they're going to Freddie. Like, you don't know how much.
Yeah.
I'm so in my own space with anything Chicago, Milwaukee.
There was a playoff game. I think it was Cincinnati, Pittsburgh in the wild card game. Who was it that like dropped the ball on the mound because they were chanting his name?
Oh, I don't know.
That was Cueto. It was Cueto.
He just dropped it and said, fuck this.
Yeah. Like the fans were chanting his name. Like, and it was absurdly loud, and he got so rattled that he dropped the ball at one point.
And then just a quick note on the Chicago Milwaukee. What is Craig Counsell doing at this fucking game tonight?
I saw that. I was like, holy shit, that's ballsy. I forgot that we're, you know, on a podcast, so I can swear now.
Fuck shit. Shit, boobs, yeah.
Like, I saw that on Twitter. What the fuck?
Like, and Pat Murphy's there. Durbin's there. Patrick's there. I don't understand why Craig wants to go to these things.
Well, because he's trying to troll. He's trying to be a troll. He's trying to play it up. Like, he's trying to have his cake and eat it. He's the biggest egomaniac there is in baseball. I can say this now. He is a piece of shit human being. So it does not shock me at all that he's going to go and pull something like this and sit next to Murph, because he knows it's going to get people talking. It's no one's going to start bullshit and drama.
Like, but the thing about him, and he like, I've seen him at Marquette games or whatever. He doesn't look like he's enjoying himself.
No.
He looks like someone forcing him there against his will.
I mean, you go back and you watch video of the Diamondbacks and the Marlins World Series, and Craig still looks like he pissed himself. Like, the dude is just perpetually cranky unless he's like insulting a member of the media. It's the only time he's ever happy in life.
Department of Rejected Dreams. If you had a dream rejected, IKEA can make it possible.
So I always dreamed of having a man cave, but the wife doesn't like it. What if I called it a woman cave?
Okay, so let's not do that, but add some relaxing lighting and a comfy IKEA Hofburg ottoman, and now it's a cozy retreat.
Nice, a cozy retreat. Man cozy retreat.
Sir, okay. Find your big dreams, small dreams, and cozy retreat dreams in-store or online at IKEA.us. Dream the possibilities.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with the MyLowe's Rewards Credit Card, January 15th through the 30th, so you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
All right, I got another guy in the room I'm going to bring in. You know him. Tommy Wirtz is joining the show.
I mean, yeah. I was watching, and then I was like, oh, shit, Drew's here. Like, I better go say hi. And then Bart just sent me an email with the tagline saying, hi, Tommy. So figured that was my cue. What's up, Drew?
This is a fucking reunion.
Yeah. I know, right?
I am looking forward to not tuning in tomorrow and hearing the afternoon host with his. I'm sure it's going to be just a well-reasoned, logical, common sense take that just resonates with the entire listening audience.
Yeah, thank you for the compliment. I'm excited to talk about this because I don't get it, Drew. And I have to come on and talk to Drew specifically because Bart's got enough Twitter battles going on with Packer fans. So Bart doesn't need any more Twitter battles going on right now. Drew, like, why are people mad that Tobias Myers is off this team? I feel like and there was comments made like by Jerry Blevins, I think it was, on SNY for the Mets saying, like, this is a guy that they loved in Milwaukee. Was there anyone in Pat Murphy's doghouse more than Tobias Myers in his tenure?
I think Pat Murphy wanted him dead by the end of the season.
Like, I mean, this is a guy that every week he was getting in trouble on this team for not following through with whatever he was supposed to and having an attitude problem, went up and down last year. How many times? Like, I can't believe how emotionally attached people were to Tobias freaking Myers. I was at
Brewers
game
fans
three.
Just want to be pissed. That's all it is. They just want to be pissed.
And I'm sure you guys saw this already, but all three pitchers who pitched in game three are now Mets.
I was just going to say that. And who is not a Met? The guy that won that game.
So, okay. Here's from the, like, I'm trying to, like I said, there's two lanes to this. One is, this is baseball. This is how the Brewers have to operate. Okay. Maybe there's three, because there's another lane that's Freddie Peralta, long-term, what is he to the Brewers? But the other thing is, there are Brewers fans that, I mean, if you look at this, like you look at, because I've been really mad about the Packers for keeping Matt LaFleur and not doing something that's going to, you know, raise their stature and get to the next level. So if you're a Brewer fan with that mentality, you're looking at a team that won 97 games. They went to the NLCS. And so you're thinking, we can improve, we can get better. And now you've taken the guy who was your best pitcher and you've traded him. So now you're thinking, why did we do that? But don't think the Brewers are going to be that good again, but that's what they do. Two, there's a lockout coming. Three, I don't know. I feel like last year was more, they got a bye. They played good regular season baseball. They beat the Cubs. That's what we're going to remember. I don't see them. I mean, I don't feel like that was a team that was like one Freddie Peralta away or one whatever away. I feel like the team that lost to the Dodgers, that's what you're going to see over and over again if they get that far. I don't feel like I'm ever going to see a World Series in my lifetime. So that's why I view them different than I do the Packers.
I think they should have just traded them to the Dodgers. I think they should have just tried to go after the best farm system, and everyone's already pissed about what's going on with the Dodgers situation. And what better message to send to all of Major League Baseball than to say that, hey, this game is so broken that the team we got our ass kicked by last year has the best product for us to flip our player on investment, and we will send him there because that's how desperate we have to be to play in today's baseball. Now, maybe the Kyle Tucker move was already a straw that broke the camel's back, but imagine the optics. I believe Rami called it malpractice today, if they were going to trade him to the Dodgers. But it makes sense from getting the best return and having control as long as you can over these guys. And on top of it, you get to show baseball how stupid baseball is.
I thought for sure the Dodgers were going to make a panic move to get Peralta after Trump outbid them to get Greenland. Like, I thought for sure that the Dodgers were going to make a move. I knew Bart would like that one. I dropped that line in there just for Bart.
We're not getting it anymore.
Oh, we're not? Okay. Well, the joke still works. That would have been funny. And I tell you what, if the Dodgers would have come out with a package of guys that the Brewers liked, I don't see why they shouldn't. You're right. It's the best return. Again, they have enough guys of Freddie's profile who are 5, maybe 6 innings, going to throw a ton of pitches and strike out a ton of dudes. They've got guys that are like that with better stuff and more upside. So if some team is going to come and give you some top prospects for him, why not? And if it's the Dodgers, I don't think that says anything about the Brewers like mailing it in, baseball being broken. I mean, it's an $8 million deal. Now the Dodgers might go out and pay him $200 million over six next winter, but that's a year away. The Brewers were dealing from a position of strength. They had the upper hand. And I truly believe that if Matt Arnold didn't get an offer with guys that he liked and enough of them, he would have said to hell with it. We're going to go into the season with them. And if we're good, we'll hold on to him and take the draft pick. And if we stink, we'll deal him at the deadline.
Drew, I don't think, and Bart, maybe you remember obviously too. Like, I don't think they want to do a deadline move ever again after Josh Hader. They just absolutely miscalculated what that would do to the locker room, and it crumbled that whole team. So they had to make a decision on they got to do this either before this season and try to do something like they did with Devin Williams or what they did with Corbin Burns, or they're going to have to get the comp pick. And, you know, they traded away their comp pick for Quinn Priester as well during this last time, what they did with Willy Adames. So really, it was like they got Quinn Priester in exchange for Willy Adames and their number seven prospect last year.
Yeah.
Well, and that, the Adames thing too, and this is something that I text Wags, but I don't, you know, it's kind of lame sports talk analogy. By the way, why does my right eye look like it's not opened? Are you noticing?
I was going to ask if you got punched.
Happy Place Hemp, 20% off.
I'm not hemped. I'm not hemped up tonight. I'm tired. What is with
I'm stoned, boys. The hell with that.
The Willy Adames thing, when he got traded, I wasn't that upset. And he didn't have that great of a year with the Giants. We'll see what Freddie does with the Mets. But I think that the Brewers, the comings and goings are so frequent that we don't have a lot of guys that, like, who would you buy a jersey of right now? Okay.
Probably Miz.
Miz, Churio.
Terang. Churio, yeah. For sure.
So we've got some guys in that pipeline, but for the longest time, Freddie was one because he's going to be here a long time. Adames was one. And these are fun, likable guys. And so I think there's that factor of fans get attached to them a little more because you see their personality, and baseball's a sport where you can see that personality more. So he's our ace. But again, I don't know that if he is an ace, and it's kind of like, you know, it's a group of, I'll say, people, and they're not all that good looking, but the best looking one of the people,
I know we're just
really good looking, because everyone else is kind of
that uncle. We like to call that Uncle Wags. Hanging curve on three.
It's like how I, Bart, half eye Winkler, look what I'm with you, schlubs.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I've seen Wags on a full count. He performs. He goes out.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I threw him the hanging curve. I threw him the hanging curve. That was it. That was what it was.
Here's a question from Cal. That's Thunder.
Jeez.
That's why Craig Counsell was at the game today. It had to be Whitefish Bay Dad's night because Mitch Nellis was also at the game.
I is there, too.
What pisses me off the most about that? Hang on one sec. I'm going to spit because we didn't get to finish our Craig Counsell bitch session. But the thing that pisses me off the most about it is, like, you know, this was a Murph thing. Like, he's going to try and be the peacemaker in this whole thing. And it's going to backfire. It's going to backfire, and it's going to come back to burn him. Let the people hate this man. And I don't think they hate him enough. That's because I, you know, had to deal with him more than the public did. But, like, people should turn on Murph for trying to bring this guy back in the fold.
So they didn't sit by each other, did they?
Well, I thought they were sitting next to each other.
I saw the pan from Murph to Durbin and Patrick. I didn't see
thought they were sitting together. I thought they were sitting together.
Because Murph's there, so did Counsell – was it random? It could have been random.
Was Counsell in the front row on the court?
He was close, yeah. He was close, man. See? You could see him on a TV camera.
So you assume the Bucks gave him those tickets. Like, if Greg Council calls up the Bucks, if I'm the Bucks owner, and because I'm petty as hell, I'm like, yeah, we got you. Don't worry about it. And I'm putting him up in the Bob Uecker seats. Hell, I'm putting him in the press box because that's got the worst view in the entire building.
Durbin said something last night, and it was part of the program we did, so I'm not saying anything out of school, but he had a comment of like, look at that loser. He had a comment of like, yeah, and Murphy and Council, he said something like, I think he likes Council, but sometimes I can't tell. Like he thinks that it's just, he thinks Murphy's trolling Council or something. I don't know. I didn't dig into that one. Maybe I should have.
I mean, how can you know?
You like my new hoodie, by the way, Doc Spiders.
Okay, yeah. I thought it said Rock Springs at first. I'm like, why the hell would Bart be in Rock Springs, Wisconsin?
Shout out the Northwoods League. Go King.
No, I got a bunch. I got a bunch of shit. Not shit, but like good stuff. And then I gave like a hat to my kid, and I gave I had Caleb sign something for him. And
did you get a check?
I got to interview Caleb Durbin, and I got So, but I gave him all this stuff, and then he's like, "Did Kalen Durbin give this to me? Kalen Durbin likes me." I'm like, "Sure,
yep, absolutely."
He's like, "He's my favorite brewer." I go, okay. Here's the question from Cal. If we're dealing from strength, why not get something we need?
Well, you always need young pitching in the system because guys are going to work their way through. Guys are going to get hurt. You're going to need them to move up.
Is that like we need a first baseman kind of thing?
Well, and that's so weird because the Brewers, I mean, between Fisher and Burke and Adams, like they're loaded on the corners now out of nowhere. I think a lot of – it would have been interesting if they were going to go on the prospect side of things, if they would have went outfield. Because their infield is pretty loaded with prospects. If they were going to go on the prospect route and bring in a guy – like Williams is a great prospect, right? He's going to elevate this Brewers. If they're not already the best farm in baseball – they're turning into the best farm of baseball. I had tweeted out that the Brewers are building a minor league farm system like the Dodgers build a major league baseball team. Like they look amazing on paper. But they don't have a lot of outfield depth, and you can assume that Christian Yelich is going to be comfortable in the DH role. They brought in Akil Baddoo, like, to see if he's going to
see. Oh, yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah,
he hits like 198. But
isn't Williams an infielder and outfielder?
Yeah, but like he's super utility. But again, like if you're gonna have a 5'7" outfielder, like they have Sal Frelick already. Can we just keep that around there too? He does a fine job.
When you got a guy that's capable to play the infield, he can always be shifted to another position. It's a lot harder to bring a guy from the outfield and get him to play the infield. Sal Frelick, Ryan Braun, who else have they tried out like first base or whatever from the outfield? Like
yeah,
if they don't
Jake figure Bowers. Out at first, there's
Jake Bowers.
We're gonna end up starting a 5'5" guy at first base if we don't figure out who's everyone on this team is.
Dude, you didn't expect them to go out and get someone to replace Vaughn after what Vaughn did down the stretch last year. You got to at least give him a shot to show that he can do it, and hope that Tyler Black got his shit together finally.
And if you think the team's biggest need is shortstop, like he can play there too.
Yep.
I was clipping some things I did. One more Durbin thing. I was clipping some things I did with him on this website I use, and then they generate text for you. And they're like, hear what this hockey player has to say about you. They thought they looked at Caleb, knew he was an athlete. I thought he was, we got a bunch of hot. We had, remember that offensive line infield we had? Now we got a second line of defensemen.
Yep. You know, it's funny you mentioned that offensive line infield when they went out and like moved Travis Shaw to second because they got Moustakas. And I saw someone talk about the end of the Moustakas contract with Cincinnati, and people were so pissed off that the Brewers didn't sign Moustakas to that multi-year deal. And he ended up with like 12 home runs in 4 seasons. That's it. Like,
well, my take at the time was people only liked him because they could go Moose.
Yeah.
I got
flamed. There's a reason the Brewers don't sign these old guys. You know, even in Willy Adames is another example. You know, he's a better player, obviously, but the first year, maybe two are great. It's year three, four, and beyond that are just brutal. And like, you're always taking that chance when you sign a guy who's over 30, which is where most free agents are. Your shot at like getting a guy is going to get a former number one, former top guy who, for whatever reason, hit a wall, struggled, whatever, and needs a change of scenery, a la Andrew Vaughn.
Yeah, Jet Williams is only one career homer away from Jesse Winker on the Brewers' all-time list. Like, you know, you never know what's going to happen with those moments.
Are you workshopping your material for tomorrow with me?
Do you like it? Do you like it? That one was good, right? That one was good. God, remember, I was at that game.
You're like one of those dickbag stand-ups that, like, goes to every open mic with his notebook and tape recorder.
My target audience is Andrew Wagner's, okay? So I'm working it out. I'm working it out.
I would workshop all the time on this show for my national show, and then... Although these were my hours, so.
Hey, at least you didn't get banned.
Well, I think whatever ban you got, I think I got an unofficial ban.
I think mine is too, but nonetheless, here we are, just sitting here at 11:30 on a
I'll tell you, I can
night.
Go to any Doc Spiders game I want if you want to cover them extensively.
The kids love those too. I mean, your boy's going to love that. So,
hey, Bart, I saw you were at a Doc Spiders event last night. Did you talk to anybody?
Caleb Durbin plays for the Brewers. So I think, okay, Freddie Peralta. I don't think, because I think a lot of people are still in Packer brain right now. I don't think that if the Packers had a guy, and maybe this is like a Jordy Nelson kind of thing. How old was he when they let him go? But you have a guy that's like 30 years old, and if you're going to keep him, it's going to be a longer contract. You're going to pay him.
Well, that's the biggest difference between baseball and the other sports. And I know everyone points to every sport's got the cap, and that's not the biggest difference. The biggest difference is baseball is the only sport where every single cent of every single year of every single contract is guaranteed. The NFL, yeah, you'll take a salary cap hit, but you can waive guys, you can release guys, you can restructure their deals, you can do all kinds of stuff, and you can get rid of a guy a hell of a lot easier than it is if you sign a guy to, you know, a six-year, $150, $200 million contract.
I just don't – I think that, Drew, have you said to the Bart the numbers you texted me already yet?
No, because they might have been wrong. Well, I was sober at the time, so when I looked at Baseball Reference again, something it looked different.
I don't know how many times Freddie Peralta got past or got into the seventh inning this year, and I know for a fact that one of them was his second start of the season. So down the stretch, and that was the longest start he had had. He went eight innings in the first game that they won, I believe it was. Maybe it was the second game they won of the season. Remember, they got their ass kicked the first four games of the year. And then I think Freddie Peralta was maybe their first win. It might have been their second. But regardless, like, I know baseball has changed. But, Bart, you bring up the point of he is the Brewers' ace. I don't know if he's really necessarily an ace in Major League Baseball. Logan Webb, who finished fourth in Cy Young voting this year, while Freddie finished fifth, pitched one more game and had over 35 more innings than the guy. Like, I know Freddie Peralta takes the ball every 5 days, but I made a comment before I hopped on, like, Mendoza better start warming up meters too. Like, he's just always coming in after this.
What about, I think it's interesting that David Stearns made this trade. I think it's interesting that how Mets fans are reacting to Stearns. They're very happy right now with their week, obviously with Bichette, Robert. And he's making this trade with Matt Arnold, who they're thick as thieves and they know each other very well. So I wonder what that must have been like for those two to try to negotiate. Because it seems like any Mets fan that I've seen comment on this is excited because they got, you know, a big league arm, but they also feel like they gave up maybe too much for that arm. So I wonder what that's like between those two guys. And I guess it was David Stearns' anniversary tonight.
He's at his dinner making trays.
Could you imagine being married to him? And I've met his wife. She's a wonderful human being. She's very nice. She's very pleasant, very outgoing, like nice. And then you have David, who is a robot and likes to say robust and industry and do this half grin looking off to the side and bounce his head every time he talks.
But at least, like, if he has his phone out at dinner, it's like, oh, I have to make a big league trade. I'm a, you know, I'm the president of the.
Do you think maybe he like snuck off to the can? Like, oh, this chicken parm isn't hitting right. I gotta hit the head.
If they were dating, maybe I think with a marriage, you throw it out there. But like, how many people go on dates and are still on their phone? Like, you're probably on your phone more than David.
You haven't dated in 56 years. Let me tell you, buddy, you're on your phone the whole time now on a date.
Oh, that's false. It's just wrong. Maybe your generation, you bunch of screenagers. No, that's not what happens.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Well, Wagner, I might have some cash to give you. The James Thornson throws 49 to the stream.
Nice. You know, you could do that.
Keep representing Northeastern Wisconsin Radio, Bart.
So how did you end up hosting this shindig? Is it because you're like such a huge celebrity, the proud son of Fond du Lac?
The Doc Spiders thing?
Yeah.
I graduated with the guy who runs the Doc Spiders.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Nice.
I was, so there were connections that played. This wasn't like hometown hero.
Well, and that angle helped. I mean, I grew up in Fond du Lac and worked there.
Didn't you go to North Fondy?
No.
Okay.
I lived in an apartment in North Fond du Lac when I moved back, but I did not go to North. I was not an Oriole. I was a Cardinal.
I slept in a bar bathroom in Fond du Lac once.
Which one?
I don't remember. It was like 2003.
Mm.
Shut maybe, up, Tom.
Maybe
don't
I
even
saw
say
you,
it.
Dude.
I did not say anything.
I sat down in the stall to take a little nap. I was out. They were doing their cleaning. They must have thought the bathroom was done, or they just don't clean their bathroom. But I woke up at about 4 in the morning. I was in a bar. Had no idea what was going on. Had to call the police to get let out of a bar at 4 o'clock in the morning.
How are you not from Cudahy, Drew? Like, that's...
Blew the breathalyzer and came up triple zeros.
Locked on Cavs.
That's pretty accurate. That's
locked on Cavs. Was that locked on Cavs? Was that one of your better nights of sleep back then?
Probably. Hell, that was one of the better nights of sleep I've ever had.
I was drunk once. But where I came to was looking in a bathroom mirror. Like, I was at the bar, and then I must have browned out or blacked out or whatever. And then the next thing I knew, I was in my friend's apartment looking in the bathroom mirror. And I remember just being like, ah! I was so like, more. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know why I was looking at myself. I didn't know it was a mirror at first. I thought it was didn't know what the fuck was going on.
When I was living in Oshkosh, this is early 2000s, I got liquored up one night, butt fierce, went to an after party, did all the things. Woke up the next morning on a front step that wasn't mine, missing a left shoe, and called my sister, who was a freshman at Oshkosh at the time, and I'd let her have my car on the week. I was like, you need to come pick me up. I thought, and I explained to her that I ended up on the other side of Lake Winnebago. And she's like, how did you get over there? I said, I don't know. I walked over the bridge. What do you see? I see trees. Whatever. Find the two streets. Okay, wait there. 9 minutes later, she pulls up. I was literally like basically around the corner, a mile from my house.
Well, there's a metaphor.
Just slept in someone's yard.
In Brewers baseball with that, Drew, I think, is they're drunk as hell after losing and being partying so hard after being the Chicago Cubs that they think to get to a World Series, they're across Lake Winnebago when they're just around the corner right now on Twitter. Here, Drew. People are furious that Freddie Peralta's gone, and all they had to do was keep him in their eyes. And no one else – there was never going to be a move for Freddie Peralta that helped the 2026 roster. No. But they also have – I mean, who's to say that this salary cap –
professional pivot by Tommy Wirtz, by
Thank
the
you.
Way.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I was really – I was going to say those broadcasting classes are really paying off.
I've been watching a lot of Winklerverse, and I was gonna start something, and if it wasn't going to hit, I was going to find another one while saying the other one.
Are your hands right now? That's what I want to know.
Right here.
Okay.
Right here. I got him. But seriously, with this Brewers team, like if they don't go anywhere else after this, like they're just trying to set themselves up for after the lockout, they're gonna have control. They have to control these guys for 5 years on
top. Is that the take? Like you're not gonna win in 2026 anyway, set up for a lockout? Is that the take?
Maybe.
I think so. Like, what if they just have control of all these young guys and then there's a salary cap and then they're just going to be the team that can pay them the most money anyway at the end of this?
Because they're not going to win in this current structure.
No, never.
I
disagree with that. I disagree with that.
Last year was a great example.
Last year was
They ran into
the pitchers team that's ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, but
you had guys
it's not like the Dodgers rehab. Yeah. And the Brewers beat the living hell out of them
when they were pitching Emmett Sheehan,
pounded Yamamoto. They pounded Yamamoto.
Glasnow destroyed him in the regular season though too when he came back. He hadn't pitched in months and then he came back and threw 6-1 hit or whatever it was.
They went 6-0 against him in the regular season.
Yep.
Obviously, the Brewers can hang with the Dodgers. They hit them at an absolute worst possible time. When you've got good pitchers that just hit that zone, I mean, listen, the Dodgers lost to the Brewers 6 times. You don't think they were going over every single pitch of every single game trying to find a way to shut the offense down and to dominate? And again, it's not like the Dodgers ran up the score. The Brewers held their own pitching. They just couldn't hit Ohtani. And they couldn't hit Yamamoto. And you put together a couple games like that, all right, you're going to get into a funk. I don't think the Brewers losing to the Dodgers in the NLCS is some sort of indication that, oh, small market teams can't win. I mean, hell, the Dodgers were outscored in the World Series.
I don't know, man. Like, Shohei Ohtani single-handedly beat the Brewers.
The greatest night in baseball history against us.
Yes, he struck out 10 and hit 3 homers. We'll never see that again.
Exactly. So it took a historic event in one of the games. Like, yeah, it stings. The Dodgers have a ridiculous advantage, but that does not mean that team. Listen, the Yankees weren't in the World Series last year. They destroyed the Brewers those first 3 games. The Brewers finished with a better record than them. The Yankees have a superstar themselves, and Aaron Judge. Who else do they have over there?
Isn't Bellinger back?
Juan Soto left. Bellinger's back. Like, it just What's the Latin phrase? Post hoc ergo propter hoc. I can't remember how it's translated. Look it up.
That's not real. That's not real.
It is. Post hoc.
You have something in your throat, Andrew.
Drew, this is the same conversation we have with the Packers now. It's settling for complacency. Like, what do you mean? I settled for it. I have settled for it as a Brewers fan, as a Packers fan. I can't get my head to wrap around it because everyone has the same money and they print money in Lambeau. But the Brewers,
hey, the Packers, the Packers have genius Matt LaFleur for the long term. You guys are in good shape.
Thanks.
I wonder. Here, let me read some of these. I do wonder how much Packers Brewers comparing there will be, like, out of this and tomorrow. They are apples to wrenches, as I say. I don't think you can compare these things.
Wait till Malik Willis goes to Miami, and then it's the GM of the Mets bringing all his guys over to New York, and then the GM of Miami bringing all his guys down to Miami.
Jeff Hafley's going to be the first coach fired. Okay.
I can't.
Go ahead.
Have they hired a replacement yet for him?
No, they interviewed Al Harris, some other guy. James.
Al Harris still won't tackle anybody.
James' mom worked at WIXX in the 80s and 90s. I didn't listen to her. I did grow up on WIXX, though, out of Green Bay, top 9 at 9. They had Otis Day, and then they had Ben LeMay, which was I always found was weird, at the top 9 at 9. Lee says, anyone ever wake up in a Denny's in the Dells?
No, but Drew? I stole two of their floor mats with the Denny's logo on it from the lobby.
I stole a giant American flag from Pharaoh's in Fond du Lac once.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, I still have it.
I have a lot of good stories that ended up at Denny's in the Dells. Also the old Country Kitchen.
I just took the flag phone. I go, and I folded it up nice. After the steal, Ben says it's the impossible equation. It's an unfair system. You can keep trying, but more money will just flow for the Dodgers.
Listen, there are more examples of teams that have spent ass over tea kettle and not won a damn thing than there are the Dodgers the last 2 years. I mean, remember the story about the Dodgers going into last year was their playoff chokers and their only World Series was COVID. So it was Mickey Mouse. And people shit on them all the time for spending a ton of money, having nothing to show for it. We saw the Mets spend $500 million and have to blow their team up. Speaking of blowing their team up, some Goomba, Peter Bukowski, said the Brewers blew their team up. Stick to blogging about the Packers.
I love Peter. I don't know what the fuck he's
Pete's
talking
the man.
About tonight.
Pete's the man.
I don't know what he is talking about tonight. Well, he's trying to compare the two things. They're not, I don't think they're comparable.
No,
I'm mad at the Packers. They are acting like this.
Right, right.
They are acting like this. They are acting like they need a winning record every year to keep fans in the stands. They are acting like, you know, the balance or the budget, like it's in question. Like, oh, are we going to be in the green this year? They're acting like that.
I did not have an opinion on LaFleur. Although I enjoyed you just shitting on the fan base. It was beautiful.
No,
was
I hate him, though.
Chef's kiss. Until Buffalo fired McDermott, whatever the hell his name is. And I'm like, if Buffalo's going to shit can their guy after falling short in the playoffs, what the hell are the Packers doing? And I think I said this to Bart. Like, this is, for all I joke about, it starts with ownership. This is one of the times where it's shitty to not have an actual owner, because
but I could argue that McDermott should still have a job and LaFleur shouldn't. McDermott, Josh Allen fumbled that game away.
Yeah,
the GM, you see all this stuff, like they're like,
and
oh,
Matt LaFleur fumbled how many playoff games away? So
then there's all these clips that he wanted Keon Coleman. Yeah, that's a disaster.
Well, if you missed yesterday's Paul Emick broke it down pretty great yesterday, where I think that it's very comparable to the Ravens and the Bills situation, and two of the three of those guys are gone.
Yeah, but
unless it's being broadcast on Sirius XM's Outlaw Country, I ain't listening to it, Tommy.
What the fuck?
Right, man. I was just looking out for the bros.
My kid opened my kid loves YouTube like any kid, but he's not just watching brain rot. So today he watches like this guy plays video games and he takes the country and then like he spins a wheel and the Packers play the Bears in Madden and whoever wins, it's like sports imperialism, really. So he's watching all this sports stuff and he loves YouTube. And then he opened my YouTube app on my phone and he saw, I don't know if you guys know this, I did an interview with Caleb Durbin.
Oh,
but he saw me on it and he goes, "You're on YouTube." And I go, "Kid, I've tried to tell you 1,000 times you can pull me up on YouTube." And then I go, "Probably after this Bucks game, I'm going to go be on YouTube again tonight." And he's like, "Huh?" And I'm like, "I'm going to broadcast on YouTube. That's my job now." He's like, "Well, what was your old job?" I said, "I was on 150 radio stations across the country." And he's like, do more people have you now? And I'm like, "No, son."
Did he say vessel at all during that?
He did not say vessel. he did not say vessel. Last, I'm going to wrap this up. Last parting thoughts. Wags?
The Bucks are horse shit.
Oh, God.
That's I
thought
we were
trade
gonna...
Giannis.
How else are you gonna salvage your franchise?
I'm all into just get John Morant's acid up here. I don't care. He at least like gives a shit.
There's a maybe. Gun range right by my place out here. He can go visit.
I mean,
he's the guy that like brought the gun, right?
Yeah. Well, he did the Instagram. Yep.
Yeah.
And then Silver's like, "Fuck you." And then his celebrations for like the next 2 weeks were bang, bang, bing, bing, boom, boom.
Trolling. I love it. Like Craig Council. Did he get booed at least?
No way they showed him on the Jumbotron. No way they showed him. If they showed Craig on the Jumbotron, like raised to whoever.
Did you see Grodzki fighting with Grok?
What?
Yeah, hold on. I'll pull it up.
Someone needs to create the Scott Grokski burner Twitter account.
I'm on it.
Somebody said, "At Grok, what was the reaction from the Bucks crowd when they showed Murphy and Council?" Grok. "From reports on X, attendees say the Brewers or the Bucks crowd booed Pat Murphy in response to the recent Freddie Peralta trade. No video confirmation yet, but reactions describe it as loud and widespread." And Grodzki's like, "This is 1,000% wrong." He's like, fighting Grok.
Grodzki versus Grok.
Grodzki.
You son of a bitch. He's 8'10".
I did hear from Mitch that they showed him right after the news broke. They showed Pat Murphy right after.
Was it
like,
base rat? Did he even know?
Like 2 minutes after the news broke, like the stadium knew it happened, and then they showed Pat Murphy. He said it was weird.
Because the Bucks don't just suck. They're also dicks.
I wonder if Murphy knew at the time. He had to have, right?
You would think that he knew something was happening. I mean, we all knew this deal was being negotiated earlier in the day.
Yeah.
I want to know who the jackass is that is probably patting themselves on the back right now and thinking that they're hot shit for coming up with the Frozen Sausage Tour name.
Yeah, why don't we have a fan event anymore?
Yeah, they haven't had it since 2020.
Yeah,
and then 2021 was the excuse was the COVID. Yep. Yep.
That fan event, people like way more people go there than you would think would act. You would think, oh, a lot of people, and it's still way more like
it was packed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was an intern at the last expo one. It was a hell of an event.
I mean, I was always stuck in the basement, just transcribing the whole day. It's like the worst day of the year for the beat guys. Cause literally all it is, all right, here's one guy, here's the next guy, here's the next guy. And like, we'd all take turns and you're basically transcribing for 8 hours the whole day. But as much as I hate fans, like, and hate their happiness, like, it seems like they were a lot of them. They spent a shitload of money. And isn't that what the Brewers are all about?
Here, did you meet this guy the one year I met Cletus?
God, I thought that was going to be a picture of Caleb.
Is that the stupid fox robot?
Yeah, he was there one year.
They still use that thing?
What does my on deck say? I can't see the year.
Fat Eddie 995 says Winkler's an animal. Oh, hell yeah, he is.
Yeah, damn right, Eddie.
When are we going boozing again, Bart?
I don't know that I'm going to be doing that for a while again.
All right.
I got to live the THC life for a while.
Mm-mm-mm. I got to go visit your friends at Happy Place Hemp.
Well, let them know the promo code's BART for 25% off.
I will do that. I will do that. And then in the meantime, legalize it for Christ's sake.
Tommy, you're going to be talking about this, I'm sure, on the Mason Crosby show.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll get brought up tomorrow at some point. We just had our hot stove show talking about it the first hour all week today. I don't know if I feel that hurt about it. I just think that the Brewers.
I'm not bothered by it at all.
Yeah, I think Woodruff. I do want to say that there was a little bit of like national media drive to this Freddie Peralta trade, where it was like the Brewers are spending $30 million now on Freddie Peralta and Brandon Woodruff. And like I couldn't get past the thought of what a steal for Brandon Woodruff and Freddie Peralta. I mean, like, how much money is Scooble going to make on his next contract? It's got to be $50 million a year, right? Just for him. I mean, they got Zach Wheeler, who's making $42 million a year on just his deal. The Brewers, while Freddie Peralta is their ace and not an ace, is a very good pitcher. And Brandon Woodruff, I expect to be, when he's healthy, out there and being productive too. And I think the Brewers have faith in that by giving him the qualifying offer. So
what did Dylan Cease get with Toronto?
He got $30 million a year. So yeah, it's because he was 7 years, 210, right? I couldn't get past this is so much money for the Brewers to spend when it realistically had to be a steal on the adjusted value of what they actually were worth.
I just need to say one quick thing because I just have to say it to someone, and you work there, Tommy.
Uh-oh. God, you're going to get me fired by saying it, too?
This fucking...
Well, we don't want to be the only ones.
No, this hell, the lady or the twice. AI, whoever does, like, the promo, like...
Oh, I that's a hot hate. Voice.
I hate that fucking shit. Oh, I'm so mad. I hate it.
Oh, that's the only reason
promos
I
are so
in.
Long. You're going to be running 30-second promos tomorrow to say,
"Dude,
Freddie
don't
Peralta
even get me started on
by
promo.
The Brewers that... to David Stern," and it's just like
your boss was supposed
up.
To get me her
it's
phone
John
number.
John Kuhn already.
Yeah, I'm well aware of the promo situation. I've tried that battle. I've lost. And Sparky, one day, if he does fall out of love with his wife, it'll be for a promo and a rundown, I always say. But I wish him nothing but the best, and that never happens.
Is that AI chick or is that a real chick?
I know she's in Toronto, which makes me love her even more.
She's Canadian. I remember that. Yeah.
Hope she's a Leafs fan. I won't be the only one. I want to know.
I don't know, because some of these other sports stations, they have like,
are there any left?
We're talking, like, you have the deepest, groveliest voice of a guy, and then you guys have this like chick that's flirting with you. You should just be like, "Hey, what's up, guys? We're talking Brewers baseball. I'm the fan."
Hey, just a couple of guys being dudes on the network here. Come on, yeah. Let's just be all, you know, the Brewers aren't gonna win. The Packers don't care. The Bucks, nah. Like,
I heard one promo in the car the other day. It was as long as a segment.
Like, I tuned in the other day. I heard Journey. I threw something at my car stereo, and I turned off the radio.
Wow. Yeah, he texted me when Journey played. He like, I don't know. I don't know what to do, Drew. I can't help it.
Can we admit Horst might be the worst GM? Well, here's what I don't get, and maybe Bart can help me understand this. Like, I see people shit on Horst all the time. But, like, what can he actually do, especially when he's not calling all the shots? I mean, you know, his
only job is keep you honest here. That's his job.
Yeah.
I think he's actually probably one of the better execution GMs.
He has no money to work with, no draft picks to work with. Like, what could I could be the Bucks GM?
It's the thought that counts with John Horst for me. It's just always like, what do you want this guy to do over the last 5 years to make Giannis happy? Like, he's done everything he can, and the guy's still pissed off.
I like when he trades or signs guys to shitty contracts and then, like, trades them, and we're all like, Horst did it again. Well, maybe don't sign fucking Matthew Dellavedova, dude.
I forgot about that.
I love the Amir Coffee love in preseason. That's what I love.
Matthew Dellavedova, and I remember everyone was losing their shit out of what a big deal it was. Who was the other guy? They got him when they had Jason Kidd, Greg Monroe. And he was like the be-all, end-all. And he was just dog shit and like came off the bench.
Greg Monroe is
quickly
like Miles Turner-esque right now. Like it's
but like at least, and I was talking to Bart about this. At least you with those Bucks teams, they sucked, and you're like, hey, it's okay. Like they're going to get better. They're going to be shitty. They're going to end up with a good draft pick in the lottery. And like, you don't even have that now. You can't even tank because the next time the Bucks control their own draft pick, the next president will be launching his or her reelection campaign. That's how far off it is that the Bucks control their own draft pick. So, like, there's no hope. You can't rebuild through the draft because you have nothing. If you tank out and get a top pick, it's getting traded or swapped. Like, they're screwed. They're totally screwed. And it's kind of hilarious.
That fucking sucks. That's why I just root for the Sabres and the Dock Spiders now. Those are my teams.
Northwest League Baseball. I was going to put my Oklahoma hat on.
Yeah.
Andrew Wagner, Tommy Wirtz. Guys, thank you both for being here.
Yeah, brother. Let's do it again. I enjoy bitching about the world with you. We're like the old men from the Muppet Show.
Thank you all for stopping into the Winklerverse.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.